around the corner to Burger King. All of a sudden, I could not start my vehicle, and I look at my battery voltage, and it's a little under 12 volts, and I still couldn't start it. So I had it jumped, and I had it tested, and they had to replace it in Firestone. Mine takes a gel battery, and now here's something that happened afterwards, and this is when I went on to the TechNet for the first time. So my car is an accessory, but not running, and my check engine light's on, which is normal, but it actually starts flashing about a couple seconds after I turn it on, but not running. And then it stops for a minute, and I'm thinking, this better not be a misfire. And so it's possible they removed the battery and didn't put the Keep Alive memory back on. But my car was running just fine a little after the battery was replaced, and so I probably just had to drive around for a little bit. Now, here's another thing that you want to keep in mind. If you have a check engine light while you're driving and you erase the check engine light codes just to get through inspection, which you can't do because then it'll flag it for incomplete monitors, you have to go through the drive cycle about 25. You fully reset the CPU, then you got to drive around for like an hour to an hour and a half or so to get everything back to the way it was.
Break, break. Important information.
Never say the word break on FM at a 2 meter, ever. Station, go ahead.
All right, WHCDL. I'm not sure who that was. It sounded like Hank. But I'm not sure. Hank, was that you? WA2CDO.
Another person is gone. And the reason why I said that, when you use the word beginning with B, I will not use it, that means you have a real emergency situation, not just informational. That, if this is not CB, don't ever use break, ever. Unless, of course, it's a life-threatening situation.
So I'm almost in Babylon, so I'll give it one more round if you wanted to reply with what I mentioned regarding my car, Mike, because I got to get upstairs quickly because I'm really far behind. I'm still early, but I'm really picky about getting to Babylon as quick as possible because I just like taking what I like to take to Penn Station. So go ahead, Mike. What did you want to say about my situation with my car?
Craig, that sounds about right. One has to be very careful when the computer is turned off, disabled, loses power, and it will go through the reprogramming process. It's going to go to factory defaults, which are not necessarily correct, and then the computer is going to start adjusting things like timing, air fuel mixtures, and all kinds of stuff like that, and bring you back to where you're supposed to be. It happens. It happens, Craig. That's just part of the game. And it does take a few hours, if you're lucky, of continuous driving to make it go away. Andy, I'm also going to sign because I'm about a half a block from Harbor Freight.
Okay. All right. Very good. WHCDO. Yeah, I heard similar stories that your driving habits are your own habits. And I guess the computer figures out your way of driving and then adjusts the settings of the computer based on your driving habits. I think that's what I actually read that somewhere. And so if you do remove power, do remove the battery, which will then obviously remove power to your essential electronics in the car, and then you restore power, then it has to be reset to your own driving habits, and I guess that takes some time to do as you drive. So that sort of makes sense. I actually, what I need to do is read the owner's manual on this. I think there's a chapter on it, and it's quite extensive. And like everyone else, like most people, you buy a car, you don't even read the manual, you just drive it. So I really should sit down and read it. But I do have to reset the windows so they go up and down the way they used to. Because that, again, I remove power by just pulling out a fuse. And I did it, each window, by the way, there's four windows, I have a four-door car. I also have a sunroof, and I got to check that to see if that works properly. But luckily, I removed three out of the four fuses to the windows because the three fuses were upside down. So three of them are operating not the way they used to. So I got to reset three of them. But I did read the manual and it told me what to do, and it's a simple procedure to restore it. So like everything else, I'm wondering what else is did I upset since I did remove some other fuses that were labeled, but not the essential ones, the ones that I was really concerned about. So I still have a few that are upside down. I was afraid to remove power from them, pulling out the fuse, thinking that it would cause other things to happen. So I got to read the book. 73, I'll let you go. I'm going to sign also. I got to get back to what I was doing also. WA2CDL. Take it easy, Mike, and Craig, back to you.
Like Mike said, get the Keep Alive memory tools. It's not that hard. And there's definitely ways to reset these things independently rather than doing a master reset. And next time I need to have my battery worked on or replaced, I am definitely going to get one of those tools. KD2OGB Mobile, approaching Babylon Station. You guys take care. KD2OGB Mobile, we'll be clear.
By the way, I looked up that tool. It shows it plugs into this cigarette lighter, of all things. Not the diagnostic port, at least the ones that I'm looking at on eBay, and they're only, like I think you said, $10, $15. So I guess that's the one that that you're talking about. And there's quite a few of these listed, but the ones that I'm seeing plug into the cigarette lighter plugs. Okay, talk to you later. WHCDO.
And to VH.
November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, listening.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu, N2VHZ Mobile, listening.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
W2O is on.
W2VL repeater.
W2O is on. Hey Bob, how you doing?
All right, just coming back from a run to the Chinese restaurant.
That's nice. I just got back from Stu Leonard's. I went and got some Lucas oil and a few things. I want to see if that helps set my engine knock. I just think my engine is just plain getting old.
Yeah, how many miles do you have on it?
Oh, about 100,000.
All right, well, it might need some attention, but I would think that those boxer engines are supposed to be reliable. I'm surprised.
Yeah, but I think they're also getting noisy with age.
Yeah, it could be because it's laying on the side like that. Oh, well. I am home, so I will say 7-3. Have fun out there, W2OSR.
Thank you. I'm still trying to get a hold of that guy, and he must be out the field. I did leave him voicemail. Hey, maybe they'll fix my noise problem. Have a good one, KD2MZ clear.
KB0JL, KB0JL, and 2FWR calling him by.
N2FWR, this is KB0JL. John, do you copy?
KB0JL, good afternoon, Rob. So nice to hear you via the link. Over.
Roger, John. It's good to hear you too. How about that? This is quite interesting. Yes, I looked up your. I did some searching there and found this repeater as well. So, wondered how you're hearing me, my audio, etc. And also tell me how's it going up there in beautiful New York City.
KB0JL into FWR. Fine, Rob. Everything is okay. We're reacclimated to New York City. Well, I don't know about pretty. Right now it's about 75, 76 degrees with heavy clouds, Rob. How'd you make out with the RTS system software? Over.
Yeah, John, sorry about the delay there. N2FWR, KBL. You know what? I got the software, and I loaded it up, and I got it on the weekend, actually, and I haven't really dug it out since that time. I do have to call the factory because there was one thing about the handy talkie that said if you download or if you try to do something with the software, something else gets wiped out or something like that. So I need to call those guys and resurrect that. That's something that we should attempt to do. Now, you said the reflector, and you gave me the reflector number, so that's a good thing. If I can link into that reflector, I should be able to hear you talking your conversation with your buddies. Is that correct?
That is affirmative. And by the way, your Q5 copy, beautiful armchair copy through this repeater. I'm about 4 blocks away from the site, and it's up pretty high, Rob. Sounding good. And yes, I had an issue, something with drivers. There was a conflict. I'm not an IT person, so I called them up, and they did their magic, and off I went. But that's great. At least this side has been established. We can go through the link, and we can go through the other reflector that I sent you, Rob. All is well here. I hope you're fine down there. I heard there's a little rain. We left on the 4th, as you know, over.
There we go. Yeah, sorry about the delay. There is a little bit of a delay in there, isn't there? So you guys left on the 4th, and here that's about a little bit more than 3 weeks ago. Things are going well. As you know, thank goodness we dodged that last hurricane, Laura, that was headed this way initially. And so we're happy for that. And you also know that the peak hurricane season is September 10th. I have good hopes that we will. Okay, so I see here that you're on reflector 20 alpha. Okay, that's good. I'll make a note of that, and I'll see if I can listen in to 20 alpha in the morning. And you said you're on there like 8:30 to 9 o'clock every morning, John. Go ahead.
KB0JLN2FWR, that's affirmative. Yeah, from 0830 hours to about 0900, and then we move over to one of the local repeaters, and if we're lucky, as we're clearing, we're here from Japan, and from Scotland, they come on thereabouts that time. So I think you'll enjoy it. It's a lot of fun with this wonderful hobby. KB0JLN2FWI, and the pause is for, I believe it's the recycled link.
Yeah, sure got it there, John. KB0JL, it's N2FWI, this is KB0JL, communicating on Echolink from Naples, Florida. And that's great. I'm glad this is working out, John. This is a good test, and I'm going to still see if I can get into 20 alpha, and that'd be fun to try. At least I got to start up by getting my radio set up, so that'll take a little bit of time. But I do enjoy this. Now, do you ever get on? Wonder if we could talk on 20 meters someday. Is there a particular frequency you hang out on, or else we could try and set something up someday? And how much power do you run on that, John? Go ahead, N2WR, KB0JL.
Well, if you like to go on 20 meters right now, you stay around 14.200. And, of course, if there's a high level, well, I did make contact in the other evening. At around 17:30 hours, you know, it started to open up a little, and you know, there's little portals, as you know. But sure, just send a text. You pick a frequency, a band, you know, or even a reflector. I would like to see you there. You'll love it. It's a whole new experience, just as good as this as well. Hey, look, there's all different. Spots, so to speak, whether you like to pound brass or you want a rag chew. KB0JL, okay, do you know, Rob, what I would like to do? I want to call you on the phone directly. I have you with my banner there for call sign. I want to try you on the phone. We'll clear the repeater. I don't want to tie it up, but... I could call you on the link, on the Echo link via my phone, and we can go direct if you like to try that as well, if you have time. Over.
Sure, John. N2FWR TV. Yeah, I'm not sure if I understand that, but yeah, we can try that. I'm not sure how that works, but we can clear out the repeater here, and... do I just leave my Echo Link app, just leave it running and just sort of sit there, or what actually happens with that? Give me a little prep as to what that is. And so you must have found my Echo Link, serial number or whatever there. So, yeah, fill me in, John. Back to you, N2FWR, KB0JL.
Okay, well, being that I have your note, you can just hang back and I'll call you and you'll hear me. And so it would be good to put me in your alarm. Just put my call sign away next to the link. Phone with radio. Thanks for the use of the machine. I'll be clear on your final and switching over to the other side, as they say.
Very good, John. Appreciate that. And we'll see you over there. And we do thank the wonderful folks at Whiskey 2 Victor Lima repeater for letting us get on the repeater today. So, from Naples, Florida, this is KB0JL signing off with N2FWR. See you, John.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
And W2OSR Mobile.
Hey, Bob. K2MZ. Where are you off to now?
Well, now I am going to a dry cleaner, and then I'm going over to Home Depot.
That's nice. Well, I'm just testing my car out. I just tried the Lucas oil additive. It seems to be quieter.
All right. Well, you'll have to see. Sometimes when the valve lifters get old and they're hydraulic ones, they don't work as well. Rebuild the engine and put new ones in, and it works fine.
Well, what I really need is to get a new car. This car is from 2013.
All right, so it's only 7 years old.
Yeah, well, right now I just don't feel like having my engine rebuilt. That's not exactly something cheap.
No, I agree with you. I don't know, would you get another Subaru or would you try for something different?
Truthfully, Bob, I really like my Subaru. I think we had a problem when this particular problem, which was a recall and... You know, but generally speaking, Subarus last forever.
Yeah, well, I guess if you're happy, you go back to see the Subaru man.
Well, we're going to see what happens, see if the Lucas does anything for me. It seems to be, like I said, I just drove around just for a couple of miles to work it in. Maybe you got to drive a lot more miles to work it in, but it seems to help a little bit.
Yeah, all right. What kind of oil have you been using?
0W20.
0W20. Real synthetic what?
Oh, of course. Real synthetic. Only.
All right. That shouldn't come up so much. Huh. All right. Curious as to what's going on. Yeah, well, they used to have that other stuff that they called Marv.
Guys, he says, use the Lucas. All right, I'll try the Lucas. So I drained off, I just did an oil change Saturday, and I drained off a quart of oil, and I added a quart of Lucas.
Oh, okay. I've only ever seen it in little bottles.
Yeah, this stuff comes in quart bottles. It's crystal clear, some kind of a synthetic. They have a conventional oil base and a synthetic base. Of course, I went to the synthetic base.
Yeah, understood. Oh, well. See how that does. I'm just watching the car to see if I can make this turn before I get hit by a truck in a car.
Well, I'm sitting in my driveway, and, I have the normal knock that it always had, pretty much since day one, but I think I'm just going to have to live with it.
All right. As long as it doesn't die on you one day on the... On your way home from work, it's, why spend money when you don't have to?
Like I said, it's not terrible. right now it's just like, it kind of like, it, you know, it sounds like a regular engine. You know, all engines got a little bit of a knocking sound to them because they're reciprocal.
Yeah, I don't notice it in this thing. All right, I'm at the dry cleaner, so I will say 7.3. Go play with your car and see if you can get it to work a little bit better.
Copy, copy, 73s.
W2OS, sorry, switch. W2OSR mobile.
KG2RY.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, Bob?
Doing all right. Just running around like crazy, as usual.
QSL, QSL. Sounds good. Sounds like you're getting something done. I'll put my clothes in the washing machine. I'm waiting for that to finish.
Yeah, I know. I did a load of wash for my wife this morning. I put it in the dryer. I think it's in the dryer. I'll have to check that when I come back. If you want it. So I went to the Chinese restaurant or something at home. Now I'm doing chores for myself.
Bob, I had trouble copying you on the last transmission. I'm not sure what's going on. A little bit crackly there.
Yeah, I'm hearing the crackling too. It could be my location. Yeah, I'm up here in a little bit of a valley with lots of trees and hills around me, and that doesn't help get the signal to the repeater.
QSL, QSL. Yeah. Signal goes up and down a little bit anyway, maybe because of propagation and other situations.
I still remember in the days of analog TV when I was younger, an airplane would fly over the house and the signal would get better.
QSL, QSL. You know, remember those antennas, you know. Everybody wonders if they can use a regular TV antenna for 2 meters.
There are a lot of reasons why it's not a good idea. First of all, the antenna was never rated to take 50 watts of power. And the other thing is the impedance is wrong. They're designed to be 300 ohm impedance, and your radio is looking for 50, so you'd have to put some sort of a matching device in there and a few other odds and ends. I know people take TV antennas and made 2 meter antennas out of them.
Hey, 2QBV.
Recognize. Bob, you know, I'm happy with a vertical antenna, just a normal vertical antenna.
Works fine. Hi, Joel.
Hello, Bob, and another person who I don't know.
Hello, Joel. Hope you're having a great day.
Yeah, who are you?
Name is David.
Okay, David, is that your call?
Kilo Golf 2, Romeo Yankee.
Oh, brother.
Okay. Now, hello, David. Joel. Just turn the radio on, and hello to you, Bob. At the house, yeah, I don't have a mobile station anymore. I took it out of the car. I was just working with PayPal. I finished that. And while the station is on, I thought I'd try to.
Okay, that works. I'm near a place you know very well, CW Post. Just heading out to the local Home Depot for something. Not too much going on. Did a little bit on the radio the other day, and that was about it. Actually, when you called, I got the guy to confirm the call this morning, so that worked out all right.
Okay, I'll go over to David. Yeah, I just took a listen on 17, nothing. 40, nothing. 20, a couple stations from Europe, and I thought I'd try 2 meters or so. I want to go out. I'm working in the base of the tower, but it was too cold for a short-sleeve shirt. So, put the shirt on, and I started playing with the other things here. Go ahead, David. K2QBV.
K2QPV from KG2RY. QSL, Joel. Yeah, you know, I didn't listen to much of HF today, but I usually give it like 20 minutes or so. And if there's something there, you know, I try to make a contact. But today I didn't listen for so long, but I didn't hear anything when I was just tuning through the band. I pass it to Bob.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know last night I was on a Zoom meeting with the CW club that I belong to, and we were talking, and I took a look to see what was on 40 meters last night, and there was a lot of activity on 40, but that was in Morse code. I didn't bother to go up to the phone portion of the band. Oh, well, I'll try today. I'll see if I can make a couple of contacts if I get done with my chores. Let's see. This will be going to Joel, I believe.
I don't know who calls it Morse code anymore. I told you on the phone, but I guess he's a more friends or a non-ham radio operator. Have to explain it to them. Okay. Yeah, I was on 40 last night. I don't know who I spoke to. I don't remember. Oh, a guy who hasn't worked in America yet from the UK. He was so excited he was running low power. So, other than that, I'm making up my little loose, Bob. I was telling you about someone's going to come and with a coin in my tower. It's the first time that I didn't want to do it myself, but I'm older. So I'm making up a list what I want to do. He's not going to come for another month or so, but I have to make up the list. Good day, David. K2QBV, Pomona, New York.
K2QBV from KG2RY. QSL, Joe. Well, who does operate in the CW portion? I have a couple of straight lever paddles. One is American Standard. The other one is Bengali. They play really good, but I hardly ever use them. Mike, over to Bob.
Okay, Dave. About 2.5 years ago, just when it was starting, I joined the Long Island CW Club. I knew the two guys that started the club up. And they got me to where I can get on the air and make contacts now. They started out, I was the 16th member. I just got word the other day we've topped over 800 members worldwide. It was supposed to be a local club, right, with about 20 people. Boy, how it has grown. So there's an interest out there in Morse code. People are, you know, trying it, which is a good thing, I think. Not becoming a lost art. Joel?
I guess it's good to belong to a club like that. I was good at it when I was younger. When I was younger, I was a member of the Trilon Radio Club, which very few people heard of before, and they had a CW contest, and I won it, but I was also 16 years old and very young and pretty quick then, and I won a J36, not a J38, which I still have, a J36 Lionel Bug, made by the Lionel Corporation. It's a copy of the Vibraflex. And have right in front of me, and I love it. I use it. I had to take it apart a few years ago and get new parts for it, which they still had. The wooden center, I had to get the silver contacts made over. I don't do a CW that often, twice a year. I practice when I go to different repeaters when the ID comes on and say, there I am. Go ahead, Bob. There goes my phone. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, take care then, Joel. I'll probably be at Home Depot by the time you get back, unless it's a short call. Yeah. Well, Dave, you went with the best, Bengali. Actually, what was it, last weekend or the weekend before? Gina Bagali was being interviewed on by the members of one of the members of the CW club, and we had her on air, and she was answering a few questions as they came in. So that was interesting. Got an idea from Mr. Bagali about how he got started and the whole thing. So interesting little bit of history. I know he makes the Cadillac of keys, though.
QSL, I like it a lot, but my CW is far from perfect. You know, all I can say, you know, to anyone who doesn't think that CW is worthwhile, you know, when I started, I had to pass 5 word per minute test to get my novice, you know, and to get general and advanced at that time, you had to pass the 13 words per minute. But I couldn't get 20 words per minute for extra. At least I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I know. I forgot what the extra requirement was for the most part. I know general was 13. I'm trying to think, was it 23 or was that for commercial radio telephone operator? I know one of them had that requirement. I had to pass the 5 word a minute to get my technician license. Then about 3 or 4 years later, they dropped the code requirement. I struggled to get that. I got it good enough so I could get the license, but never did anything with it until a couple of years ago.
QSL. Yeah. Advanced was also 13 words per minute. You had to get 13 words per minute to take the general, then you take the written advance, and then if you pass, then you get the advance, and start, you get the general. And I remember, you know, even now, like, you know, when I set up my paddle to operate, you know, 15, 16, 17 words a minute, that's all, you know. And even that isn't so good, you know, it's not so perfect. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, I understand. Since all the classes I took were using something called the Koch method, where the characters are sent as if they were being sent at 20 words a minute, but there's more space in between, so you have enough the way I sent. I've got my radio adjusted for 17 words a minute. And the radio will automatically send my call sign or will initiate a CQ. I did that because I'm not always sure that the operators will hear me sending my call sign by hand. I can do it, but sometimes they're listening for a faster speed, and if I slow it down, they're not sure what I'm sending. So that's where I am.
Okay, I'm back. KQBC.
Go ahead, Joe.
And answer it. I bought a belt for my other hobby, for a gun holster, and I put it away, and I thought I found it, and the belt started to crack where the holes are. So that's the company that called me back to tell me it was not there, there was no engraving. So I'm back. Anyway, that's the story I gave you on my J36 Lino bug. Go ahead, Bob.
All right, it was just my turn. I'm going to sign anyway. I'm at Home Depot. I've got a J38 Lino, and I know Lino made some other keys, and I've seen the ones you've had. I actually got one from somebody who became a silent key and sold it for Limewire. Take care, guys. W2OSR. Bye-bye.
Okay, Phil. It's a great book. I like it. Okay, David, go ahead. Where are you located now?
73, Bob. Have a great day. I'm located in Lower Manhattan, Joe.
I think we might have spoken. I think we spoke once before.
Yeah, I think so, too. It might have been another threesome with Bob.
You have, from what I remember, you have all those interesting things on your website.
QSL. I'm trying to experiment with different kinds of communication inside and outside of ham radio.
It's coming back to me. You set something up in Central Park in between being mugged on a tripod. I remember your. I remember the picture you had on there.
Washington Square Park, Joe.
And no mugging, right?
Not at that moment.
Yeah, I used to live, I lived in Manhattan. Born in Manhattan, lived there, and then moved to Forest Hills years ago.
Well, Forest Hills is a nice place. They have a very nice place for concerts there.
Well, not when I lived there. I moved out of there in 1964.
QSL, QSL. Yeah, I remember seeing concerts at the tennis stadium.
Not when I was there, okay. So I went to school, went to Forest Hills High School. I'm not going to stay on. I want to go out to lunch. My wife is working on a project, so she's not going to have lunch. Nice to say hello to you. Yes, I saw all that stuff you do. I'm more into the DX aspect of it. I live in the house. I have to work in my tower. I have a tower in the backyard. I have to always check it out. I do maintenance before the winter each year. I make a list of what I have to look at and make sure it's good. Nice to say hello to you, David. We'll speak again, okay?
USL Joe, 73 for now. Have a great day. K2QBV from K2RY.
K2QBV, Pomona, New York.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
But I also heard it this morning on the repeater.
Yeah, that's the repeater, but how does my audio sound?
The audio sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'm listening to myself. I'm about to sell this radio. The guy's coming over to pick it up. It was repaired by ICOM. Just came back.
All right, yeah, I'd say it's definitely sale worthy. good luck.
All right, that's not mine. I'm just doing it for somebody else. Okay. And he's fine. I'm only using a mobile antenna outside. I'm sitting on the back deck.
All right, yeah, I'm in hot pod, but I usually don't have very good, yeah, I usually can't get in.